This book, I've had people ask me, what is your favorite scripture in the Bible? And I can't really tell them what my favorite one is, because I'll start to mention one and something else will come to mind. There's hardly any page in here that I can turn to, but what there isn't, good news. And I love to hear good news. And I love to hear good news from far country. I love to be able to share. I love to share in it. I don't want to just hoard it up for myself. I love to share. And I like to look around when brothers are preaching and see who's absorbing what the message is, and seeing what they do with it in their lives. Now, there's all kinds of teaching that goes on in the world, and there's all kinds of preaching that goes on. I hear some things occasionally, maybe passing through the house. My wife will have the TV on from the time she wakes up until she goes to bed, and she'll leave the room and maybe gone for 2 hours, and she'll come back and I'll have it turned off, and she'll want to know why it's turned off. But I hear some of the preachers on there sometimes who sound real good up to a point. They have messages sometimes that are uplifting. They have messages sometimes that are downsetting. When they get to the end, a lot of times the message is, send a seed of love in the amount of $7,800 or $8,500. And those seeds are planted in their own pocket in most cases. Because if you look at the cars they drive and look at the houses they live in and the places they visit, someone is paying for that, and those fellows don't even have a job. Let's be careful about what we tell the people, and let's be careful about what we believe about a brother or a sister.
Help me, God.
There are all kinds of stories that will go around when someone is down, especially. It's time to get your trotting boots on so you can get on and trod those people down and grind them right into the earth. But I go to church sometimes and I look around and I watch people's responses to the singing and to the preaching, and I listen when people have prayer requests. You touch my heart. The people you ask prayer for are people who are in serious need. And we need, when we have a request to pray for someone, we need to take it seriously. We can make light of a lot of things and hurt a lot of people. But let us never, ever, ever make light of Jesus Christ. What His purpose was here and what He accomplished. Let us always be able to remember to mile marker 164 when someone comes and tells us that story that they've got to tell about how grace came into their life. With me, it is a renewing of my own experience with Him when I hear someone tell their experience. I like to be able to hold my hands up. I like to be able to shout praises to Him. The one who made it possible that we could be here today. The one who made it possible that when our life is over, that it's just the fleshly life. It's not the life of the real person. I was talking to a woman last night, and her sister had just been buried from cancer. And she knew that my wife had had cancer. And we were talking about why some are healed and some are not healed. And I said that in everything that God does, there's a purpose. And let us be ready to acknowledge that purpose. I love to hear the stories of praise for my Lord. When they come and tell of someone who has recovered from something, maybe alcohol or maybe drugs, or maybe they've gotten out of the sinning business and have got into the business of being able to tell people about their experience with the Lord. I love to hear that love story. How I was found in a waste howling wilderness. Do you know where that is? That is in a desert land. It's in a dry place. There's nothing to drink there and there's nothing to eat there. But a man came along who heard my cries.
What did he do?
He reached out for me.
Amen.
He found me nigh unto death. But he lifted me up. And because he brought me out of that miry pit, I was sinking fast. But this man who reached for me, his arm was not short. His arm was long enough wherever I was that he could reach to me. His arm was long enough that wherever I happened to be in trouble, and I was in trouble, he didn't come to me at a time that there was peace in my life. He came to me at the time when it was the darkest in my life. In that darkness, he showed me light.
Yeah.
He lighted my life. He lighted me in such a way that I didn't run off and hide somewhere and not tell anyone. I wanted someone to know about the light that had come into my life. I wanted, they had seen me in darkness and they knew I was in darkness, but I wanted them to see me in this marvelous light. The light of Jesus Christ, the one who lighted my way, and the one today that if we'll let our light shine, there may be my child coming down the road that will see your light and find her way home. My children, my grandchildren need to know, where is the way home? Jesus is the way home. And if we'll follow Him, we'll get off the wide road and we'll get on the straight and the narrow path. There is a path that leads to God. All others go astray. I was in that broad road, but I called out to someone who put me on the straight and narrow. They took the lie and made it be a truth. They took my life that was black and they covered it with red and made it white. I've never heard of such thing in the natural sense of man. What about that? He can stain, you can stain your shirt here, and they've got to take something strong to take the color out. But Jesus took it black, put red on it, and made it white. He made it pure. A man who can make a man over. A man who can make a woman over. A man who will take nothing, who will take the moon and hang it on nothing, who will take the stars and hang them on nothing. Oh, this man will take you out of that miry clay and set your feet upon a rock. That rock is Jesus Christ. That rock is solid. That rock is where I want to stand. I can have the winds blow around me, but my feet are planted where they need to be, and that's on Jesus Christ, our Savior, our Lord, our Redeemer, our Wonderful One. Oh, the troubles that He's brought me through. No wonder I love to praise Him. No wonder I love to tell others about Him. No wonder I love to see people come and tell their story. It is a story of love. It is a story of peace. It's a story of joy. Their life has been changed. What about the story that I would hear if I saw my daughters come running down the aisle? I would wonder what kind of story would they bring. They would bring the same story that I had to tell, that I was lost, I was ruined, and I was undone. But my Savior came, and He gave me life. He says, because I live, you can live also. Oh, what a joy it is to live with Him. I've lived with my wife now for almost 48 years. I've only had Jesus for about 26. But the joy that He's made my life so much better with her than it could have ever been. God has a way. He's got a plan. If you want to fit into something that'll be make you perfect, fit in the plan that God's got.
Yes, sir.
I love Him. I praise Him. I honor Him. I was talking with this woman last night, and she got on to talking about homosexuals. And I said, there are a lot of things that I can tolerate. But she said, what would you do if one came to your church? And I said, I would try to offer them a place to come in and to welcome them and to talk with them and reason with them. Why do you believe what you believe? And let me tell you what I believe and see if you'd be willing to believe what I believe.
Amen. There you go.
Amen,
God can lead people in any direction that He wants them to go if they will follow.
Amen.
Our trouble is unbelief. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Praise His glorious Son. I look at this, the sun that He hung in the sky. And I looked at the moon last night, full moon. What a beautiful sight it is. Just to be out in the dark and feel the cool air and look up and see the beauty of what He hung up there. Get up in the morning and have it streaming through your window. God makes these things. She asked me, why did your wife survive cancer and my sister die? I said, God has a purpose in everything. He's got a plan for everyone's life. Don't sell your sister's life short. We don't know where down through life that she is going to affect someone else. Let us be as positive as we can be when we're talking about what the Lord can do. A positive attitude or a negative attitude is a choice. When we get up in the mornings, we got a choice. We can look up to God and thank Him for bringing us through the night and have a positive attitude for the day ahead that might affect someone else's life. I let an opportunity last night slip by me. I went up to a fella and I shook his hand and I spoke to him and I asked him how he was doing. And he said, Happy Holidays. And you know, my mind didn't register quick enough for me to say, Merry Christmas.
Amen.
Which is something I'd talk to myself about that very day. That if someone says that to me, I want to say, Merry Christmas.
Amen.
The day of Christ.
Amen.
Let us do all that we do to glorify Him. Let us say all that we say to lift His name up. Let us tell others what He has done for us. And let us tell others about what the things we've seen Him do for others. I have seen cancer patients healed. I have seen the lame be able to walk. I have seen the deaf be able to hear. And I have seen the glory of His Son in us.
Amen.
In us, when God is blessing one of His preachers to preach, or one of His sisters to shout, or one to sing, and the Spirit covers our brother or our sister, we see the glory of God right there. I want every brother that comes to this pulpit to do the best that he has ever done. I want every brother to preach the gospel to the people who need to hear the gospel of their salvation, that they would believe to the saving of their soul, that God would be glorified. What a joy it is to be one of His. What a sad shape I was in when I wasn't His. Sometimes Brother Terry, like you said you were, you get weak in body.
Yeah.
You get weak in mind. You get weak in spirit. And I've had his hand for a long time.
Yeah,
and mine has begun to slip. And as my hand gets weak and begins to slip, he tightens his grip.
He
and he holds me that if I completely turn loose, that I would not fall because he's got me
Amen.
In his hand.
That's right, Brother Junior.
And I am pressing on to the mark of the high calling of God. There is a prize in that mark. And the prize is Jesus. The prize is salvation. The prize is heaven. The prize is peace and joy. I love to hear these Christmas carols that brag on Jesus. I love to hear those songs that brag on Him. They're not, some of them are not in our books. I still love them when they brag on the Lord. If we're going to brag, let's brag on Him. Praise Him. Honor and glory to His high name. How high is His name? His name is the highest of all names.